your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. The date is Sunday, December 14, 2025. All right, we have a lot of stuff to get through this evening. One of the things I want to remind you folks is that this radio show, this program, is designed to help you think about your finances, your money, your trading profits at a higher level, a more expanded mindset. Hence the title of the show, Your Finances on a Higher Power. So one of the ways to do that is to go over current events, go over your questions that you write in about, and that sort of thing. So first of all, I want to talk about the new website. It looks fabulous. I'm very happy with it. We are in the process this weekend of getting the payment process set up, and all scheduling and payments will be done through Calendly, which you can do the Stay on Track program currently and the introductory call currently. So we're going to be setting up the life coaching, the premium packages, if you want more than one 1 hour trading coaching session, and for the workshops. So that should be available probably Monday or Tuesday of next week. All right. All right. So now we had a couple questions come in this week before we get into the money aspect mindset. Couple traders wanted to know, what is the difference between the life coaching for traders and just the coaching for traders? Well, there's a big difference. First of all, life coaching, as many of you have already taken advantage of, that entails much more discussion about the relationships in your life and how that interacts with your approach to your trading. Now, that's pretty simple. I mean, it's about your life. Now, the other traders have written in and said, yeah, well, trading is my life. Well, that's a whole nother ballgame as well, because trading can't be your entire life. All right. And this is something that we have been teaching for over 25 years. You have to have a well-rounded out type of existence. If you are so focused on your trading that that's all you think about every waking and sleeping moment, then, you know, any other relationships you have in your life are going to suffer. So, and I'm not saying that any of you out there have relationships that are suffering. I'm just saying, if you find that you're more focused on your trading, you know, more than 8 hours a day, let's say, and you're married and you have kids, or you have a significant other or whatever is in your life that you're not giving as much time to as you used to, then you would probably want to take advantage of the life coaching. Now, if you're strictly talking about your approach to your trading, not with regard to any of your relationships, then that would just be a regular coaching session. And those are available, you know, you can have a single session or you can buy a package. All right. So, and of course, the packages are a little bit less expensive because, you know, you're buying a package of 3, 6, 9, 12, whatever you may want. So just bear that in mind. So now the other thing with the life coaching is it can be with you and your spouse or your partner or your significant other or, you know, your parents or whatever. It can be a joint session. That's up to you. Or it can be a session just with you, the trader, and then you can have those other people call me. It doesn't really matter. So that is your choice. That is up to you. Okay. And one of the things to keep in mind, one of the key elements of our life coaching is the contracts that we developed over the years between traders and their family, whether that's just their wife or just their partner or just their whoever, okay, whoever they're living with or whoever they're supporting. And that is something that is trader specific, meaning that is, that would be a contract that is specific to you and your relationships. All right. That this is, there's no cookie cutter contract here. So for those of you that have written in and said, hey, you know, just send me the PDF of the contract. Well, it doesn't work that way. Number one. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to send you a contract and then you take it to your, you have your significant other sign it, and then your trading goes south, and then your significant other comes after me. That's not the way it works. The contract is something that you and whoever is going to be involved in this contract, we will have a joint discussion, and we will discuss the pertinent, most important points that need to be addressed that both of you are going to agree to. For instance, you as a trader will say, okay, I'm going to allot $10,000 to my trading. These are just all numbers. This is just all an example, right? And I'm going to allot $10,000 to this above and beyond all, you know, taking care, paying for your lifestyle. I'm going to allow myself 2 years to determine if I can even break even. If not, do better. And then your significant other has to agree to not harass you, not make negative comments about you to anybody else you know, whether it's family or not, maybe not get pregnant. Maybe they'll agree to take a job and help out with the living expenses. I mean, these are all things that are specific to your relationships. So there's no cookie cutter contract here. And that would be absolutely, and anybody who may have that out there on the internet is an idiot, because that isn't going to apply to your situation. All right. So what I do is I talk to all the people involved, and then we all agree on the important points. You know, we put it into a document. I send it to you, suggesting that you go to your attorneys or notary, whatever you choose, and sign it. And then you begin trading following the guidelines of the contract that you have made with your family member or significant other, whatever term you're using. All right. Now, let's say one of you or both of you don't follow the terms of the contract. Well, then that could mean the end of the relationship, if that's what's stated in the contract that we all agree upon. When I say we, I just mean I'm asking the questions. That's all. But you guys have to agree on that. Or it could mean that, you know, your significant other says, I'm leaving because I don't want to be with a trader anymore. It doesn't really matter. The point is, at least you know up front what is expected from you, the trader, as well as your family member or your partner or your significant other, whoever you made the agreement with. You have that in writing. And very few traders do that, and that's why they get in trouble with their relationships. That's why they feel under tremendous pressure to make money, because they know that the other shoe is about to drop. And if you have some sort of agreement in place saying, I will do this, they will do that, and you agree on that for a set amount of money that you're going to put toward your trading, a set amount of time that you're going to give the trading, and at the end of that amount of time and or money, then you come back and you can reassess where, how far you've come, how far you may need to go, and then you can, you know, review whether you want to continue with it together. And this will really alleviate a lot of aggravation and a lot of pain and heartache on both sides. It really will. And it's going to free up you as the trader to have a more objective perspective looking at the markets, because you've been honest, hopefully, you know, to put together this agreement, and hopefully the other party to the agreement has been honest. And so that kind of paves, you know, the road to be a little more free for you to focus on your trading. This is really important. I've drawn up, I don't know, probably over 1,000 of these agreements, and all except for one, which I've talked about earlier, all except for one, they've all worked out, meaning both sides honored the agreement during that time frame and that amount of money. And when you think about it, it's just a business agreement, because trading is a business. So it's no different than starting a partnership to run a business. Each side has parameters as to what they need to do to make a success of that business. So, you know, this is nothing new. It except for it's geared strictly towards traders and their whoever's on the other side of that agreement with them. So you might want to think about taking advantage of that, because we are heading into some very tumultuous times in the world, here in the U.S. I mean, obviously, politics-wise, and the markets are reflecting that. And having your mind free from fear of losing a loved one because you're a trader, which does happen quite frequently, folks, unfortunately, this would really clear the way to say, hey, we have this agreement in place, we are partners, and, you know, let's make a go of this. And that way you are both supporting each other in however you guys have decided to do that, which is on paper. And you can always go back to that and say, okay, you know, you agreed to do this and you agreed to do this, you know, both of you can discuss that. And that's really going to make a huge difference in your relationships. It really, really did. It does. You know, Mark Douglas and I had an agreement long before we got married. And I'm not going to go into the specifics, but the point is, you know, we had this type of an agreement. So, and we were together for 30 years until the day he passed away. So, just think about taking advantage of that. And, you know, I think it would be something good for a lot more traders to do. All right? So take a breath, get some more coffee, and sit back and get ready for the next segment. Okay, so folks, the other thing I want to explain is sometimes there appears to be some misconception about what the introductory call is. Now, it clearly states that it's 30 minutes, all right, you know, for $79.95 versus a 1-hour session, which is, I think it's $500, all right? Now, the difference between the two of those is the introductory call is for traders to ask, you know, several of their most important questions, or even one, depending on how lengthy the answer is, to see if what I provide is what type of assistance they're looking for. And vice versa, right? Because sometimes there are traders that call up and they just want to talk about setups. They want to talk about, you know, going over their charts and that type of thing. Well, first of all, I'm not licensed to be a CTA, all right? I'm not a certified trading advisor. So I cannot sit there and give you, you know, market advice. What I am authorized to do is to talk about your mindset, the psychology of trading, the spiritual and warrior approach that all successful traders need to have. That is who I am. That is the material that I have developed for over 30 years. So, you know, I think it's pretty clear on the website, but, you know, hey, I'll go back and look at it again. And if I need to rewrite it, I will. But please, please, you know, don't expect me to go over your charts, because that's not what I do. Now, with that said, I'm not saying if I do come and trade with you, yes, we're going to be looking at the markets. But what I'm going to be expecting from you is for you to explain your methodology to me so I can see how you think and how you approach your trading. So that's different. I'm not giving you setups. I'm not telling you when to get in. I'm not telling you when to get out. What I will be telling you, what I will be doing is asking you why you didn't get in or why you didn't get out, so you can explain to me what you were thinking. What's your criteria? Why didn't you use it? Or whatever, okay? So the introductory call is just that, an introduction to what I provide, to what you're looking for in terms of assistance to improve your trading. So let's kind of limit that to an introductory call. That's, you know, 30 minutes. I mean, of course, I'm going to go over a few minutes here and there, you know, if I'm not done explaining something. But when I say the time is up, don't keep asking questions, all right? Please don't embarrass yourself. After two or three times when I say the time is up, if you keep talking, then, you know, I'm probably just going to hang up the phone, all right? And because that means you're not listening to me and you're not respecting my time. So now the difference between, again, the introductory call and the 1 hour session is, in the 1 hour session, you will explain in more depth what your trading challenges are, the most important ones. I will be taking notes and asking you more questions to help you start thinking at a deeper level to explore, you know, your own mindset and take a mental inventory of your thoughts and beliefs. You know, as I keep saying, if you don't know what you think, if you don't know what you believe, then you can't see opportunity as a trader. And at the end of the 1 hour session, within 24 hours, you will be given a set of exercises. And these will be essay questions based on what you shared with me in that session. So that's why it costs more money, because it's much more intense. So I think that's pretty good explanation. And, you know, hopefully you guys can pick and choose the right one to get assistance. Now, the other thing I want to get into is connecting to your money. Now, I know we've gone over this a number of times previously, but again, we are entering into some very, very nefarious times in the world. Now, as I've mentioned to you folks repeatedly, I am on top of every account I have. Checking, savings, CD, money market, brokerage, trading account. I look at my accounts once a week. Absolutely. And I make sure I have all the safeguards that I know of in place. And yet, in September, I think I mentioned previously, my identity was stolen. I'm pretty sure I know how it happened. I'm pretty sure it happened on Zillow.com. So if you are using Zillow.com and they want you to fill out an application to be pre-approved for anything, think twice. Because the email that I used on Zillow, I only used for Zillow, and that's the email that whoever stole my account, my identity, used to open bank accounts and charge cards in my name. So I'm pretty sure it's Zillow. With that said, so when that happened, I went to Bank of America because my debit card had been compromised and said to them, I think I should close my checking and savings that's associated with this debit card. And they assured me over and over that, oh, by giving me just a new debit card, that my savings and checking would no longer be associated with the old debit card, so those accounts would be safe. And I said, well, I don't think it works like that. And they said, well, here's the deal. You've been with Bank of America for 21 years. And if you close these two accounts, it's highly unlikely that they would let you open new accounts. I said, why is that? And what they said was, you're not that high of a, what's the word they use? I'm not a big enough of a depositor, meaning I don't keep a ton of money in Bank of America for them to use. So basically they told me I wasn't worth their time and I wasn't credit worthy, even though I'd had both accounts for 21 years, never had a chargeback, never had, a bounced check, but I didn't make enough money to put in their bank. So what happened 10 days ago, I got up, a week ago, Monday, and went to go pay my rent and went online and poof, all my money was gone out of Bank of America. Zero balance in both the checking and savings. Well, of course, I freaked out, got dressed, ran over to the local Bank of America office. And of course, they don't want to admit they did anything wrong. And they were actually quite rude. And they said, it's, really not our problem. And so I'm kind of battling with them right now. But it turns out that this was whoever stole my identity. So them telling me that just giving me a new debit card did not protect my savings and checking. So that's a problem. So my money's gone. It's never coming back. I'm sure it's in Nigeria or, the coast off of Africa now that all the sextortion is coming out of. So you have to be really careful, folks, because don't necessarily listen to bankers tell you something. I my intuition was telling me just to close out the accounts, and take my money elsewhere. But I didn't. So it is on me too. I should have followed my instinct and I didn't. So now I'm out thousands of dollars. So this is the world we live in, folks. All right. And you just have to be really careful. Now, as I said, I'm really connected to my money and I'll never see that money again. But the point is, I am going to file a formal complaint with the regulatory commission for banks. And I'm going to keep, I'll be honest with you, harassing Bank of America because they screwed up. They should have closed those accounts. And they said, oh, no, don't worry about it. We have safeguards in place. Well, no, they don't. And the bottom line is, because I'm not a big investor in their bank, I'm not a big, I don't have large deposit on, in my savings, they don't care. Okay? They don't care. And you really have to understand that. They don't care. They have their demographics. And if you are not part of that demographic, too bad. So it is what it is, lesson learned. And we just move forward from here. And every time my instinct tells me to do something, I'm going to follow it. And just like every trader should do with every single trade, you follow your instinct and you won't lose. So think about that. And we will be back after a short break. And have some more fun going on to share.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, so the reason that I bring this up obviously is multidimensional, but the first reason is because I want you guys to know that I'm human. All right. So I did everything I thought I should do, except listen to my intuition. All right. So I screwed up. I messed up. And I, I don't have any problem admitting that to anyone. I screwed up. I should have demanded that they close the accounts. And if they didn't want to open new ones, I just would have gone to another bank or a credit union. But I didn't. I'm a little upset with myself right now. Not too much, because there's nothing I can do about it. So there's no point in being angry. But I am going to follow through you know, logistically, to file all the kind of complaints that I can and get it on record. So, you know, with that said, out of my Disciplined Trader Daily Companion, that new workbook that I publish, I wanna read to you a good affirmation. And this is something I remind myself of. Today, I accept any resistance within myself to change, knowing that change is the key to my trading success and true wealth. So, what we have to keep in mind as traders, folks, is that change is good. All right? I listen to a banker, even though my brain, my heart, my spirit, my soul was saying, no, close the accounts. And I thought, well, they're a banker. Maybe I'm not in the banking industry. I did not listen. That was God sending me a direct message. He was telling me to connect to my money in a way outside of everything that I thought I knew. It is what it is. Okay? So I didn't listen. I didn't listen to him, and I paid the price. Now, I'm not saying that God is vengeful. That's not what I'm saying at all. So please don't come back and say, oh my God, so God punished you for not listening to him. No, I punished myself by not following his words and not following my intuition, which he provided me. So it was my mistake. It has nothing to do with God. God is not concerned whether you follow his word or not. Meaning he's not going to punish you because you don't listen to him, you know, when he gives you an answer. Now, obviously, we see that all the time as traders. God may tell you, get out of that trade, and you don't, so you lose money. Well, that's not God punishing you. That's just market movement. That's you denying yourself. That's you denying making an investment in yourself. And that's all I did by not you know, demanding that the bankers close the account. I denied myself the investment in me. So it doesn't have anything to do with God. God was there. He's like, hey, close the accounts, open new ones. And I thought, well, you know, they're the bankers. You know, they should know. So I second-guessed it, and I lost money. And that's exactly what we do as traders, because we're not connected to our trading account in the way that we should. So I'm sharing that because I'm human. I screwed up. It is what it is. Lesson learned. It will never happen again. Never. So, of course, in the meantime, I closed out the zero balance accounts, and they didn't want me to close them. And I said, what, do you think I'm going to put more money in after you let somebody steal it? Oh, no, don't worry about it. I just laughed. I mean, they must really think people are idiots. I mean, obviously. So anyway, so you got to remember, folks, that change is good. So I found that I had an outdated belief about bankers. I really thought, hey, you know, they're here for me. No, they're only here for the big rollers. All right. And it was something that I knew, but I just didn't want to think it really had anything to do with me. I mean, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have, you know, properties all over the world like a lot of other people, but you know, I have a nice lifestyle. I have a comfortable living. To me, that is, I'm very wealthy. Okay. That's my definition of wealth. That's what I enjoy, but not to the bank, at least Bank of America. So I had to learn that. So, but it's all good because now I will never assume that any bank anywhere thinks anything about me except a demographic that they live by. So that's a good thing because I learned from it. So now if I have a feeling about something, and whatever bank I'm dealing with, I'm going to follow that instinct. I'm going to listen to God, and I'm going to say, okay, I learned from that previous experience. It's not a mistake. It's just a previous experience because it'll never happen again. So keep that in mind, folks. There are no trading mistakes either, except if you don't learn from them. Now, I have a trader I'm working with, and he's having a little trouble following his rules. So we had a session earlier this week, and he just started using my workbook and keeping track of his thoughts. And so what he found was the last 3 weeks prior to our session, he had written down how many times he had not followed his rules. And when he went back, he didn't go back once a week. He went back right before our session, of course, because he wanted to look good in the session. But he was in shock to see how many times he had not followed his rules, because he really didn't think it was that often. So he was flipped out. I mean, you know, he was like, I didn't know it was that frequently. Well, it's because he wasn't writing it down. And once he started writing it down, he saw it. He saw the pattern. And there were certain days of the week that he wasn't following his rules. And that turned out to be those days that he was still working at another job. So he wasn't focused. So it was a real simple fix. I just said, hey, you know, you're working at another job. You know, you can't sneak in your trades on your lunch hour or when you run to the restroom. And that's when you're not following your rules, because you're trying to hurry and catch up and make profit. So it was a quick fix for him. But he wouldn't have known that if he wasn't writing it down in the workbook that I just published. So again, that's the only way you're going to find if you have outdated beliefs about following your rules or taking profit or using your edge correctly, is when you write things down, keeping track. Now, you can do this each and every day if you choose to do it, which will help you develop into a more confident, more consistent trader, simply by knowing what is working and what isn't. So as Mark Douglas wrote in Trading in the Zone, he said, to adapt to the trading environment, we need to choose to not resist learning and changing. So that's what I had to learn with this banking incident. And of course, you know, my identity being stolen, because I have no idea who has my identity now, especially with all this AI out there. I've told you previously, I've pulled down quite a few websites with, you know, fake material, fake signature, fake photos. So, you know, this is becoming rampant. And so you have to be really careful that your trading account is intact. Whatever kind of account you have, whether it's crypto or just a regular brokerage account, whatever, that's why you have to be on your accounts. You don't know who's going to imitate you or steal your identity or create an AI you. You don't know. So if you're not on top of keeping track of all your financial mechanisms, you know, savings, checking, trading, crypto, whatever investments you have, then you are leaving yourself wide open. Now, it happened to me, but on a small scale. It didn't happen with my other banking mechanisms, thank goodness, you know, but they were alerted. So there's not going to be any more, crashed accounts because of this one incident. So, you know, this is real and present danger, folks. And right now it's unbridled and it's out of control. So please, please be careful. Okay. And if you have questions about this and what I've learned, feel free to contact me. 760-636-4290. You can go to the website, www.paulatweb.com. You can fill in the contact form and, you know, just be specific with your question and I will write you back. All right. So I'm doing this because this is the message of your finances on a higher power. You have to understand this. God will give you all the messages, all the answers that you need. But if you are unwilling to change your current set of beliefs, or you hesitate, then you're going to end up like me, losing thousands of dollars because Bank of America didn't care, because they don't care. They're a bank. It's like, poof, all right. She's just a little account holder. She's not one of our big guys. So they obviously have different security features for different levels of accounts, which makes sense. I mean, I understand that, but as far as I'm concerned, they should have security levels for all types of accounts. It really should be the same. It really should be the same, but it's not. So I learned. So I had to change my perspective and my beliefs about bankers. So it will never happen again. So with that said, let's have a short little positive message here. Heavenly Father, please help everybody listening here today to understand that you provide them with all their prosperity, all their funds, all their financial wealth. Please help them understand that I provide this information that you have guided me to share with them. We ask this through your name in all good grace. Heavenly Father, thank you and amen. All right, so we put a little positive energy in there before we head into the next segment. And I hope you embrace it. And again, if you have questions, let me know and just write in or call and we can go over it in more detail. All right? Okay, it's Dr. Paula. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, Dr. Paula here, back again. This show this week is a little more informational than, some of the other ones, but there's, several things that happened this week, and I just really want you to understand just how important it is moving forward to keep track of your accounts. Now, one of the other things, getting back to crypto, one of my favorite subjects, you may have noticed, it was in the paper, New York Post on, yesterday, that, Do Kwon, who was the guy from South Korea, who was a cryptocurrency entrepreneur, he got convicted and sentenced in New York federal court Thursday to 15 years in prison for fraud and conspiracy. Now, this guy is 34 years old, and he was based out of Singapore, and he developed the Terra US dollar and Luna currencies. And he pleaded guilty and admitted to misleading investors about a coin that was supposed to maintain a steady price during periods of crypto market volatility, which he did not do. As a matter of fact, instead, he had algorithms that did exactly the opposite. So the reason I bring this up is because I had several traders that contacted me who had invested in his coins and lost everything. So they're estimating he lost, for lack of a better word, stole, or invested offshore, over $40 billion. $40 billion of traders' money is gone. Is gone. Well, gone to the traders. As we all know, just like with Sam from FTX, he still got $18 billion in offshore accounts that will not get back to the traders. So we have to assume that this guy probably has a lot of offshore money too. So, I'm sorry for all of you that were involved with this guy. But some of you didn't learn from FTX. And I'm not going to name any names, but you know who you are. You lost your accounts with FTX and then you went ahead and, hooked up with this guy. So, as I said a few minutes ago, I learned my lesson with this Bank of America situation. And you know, those of you traders that have contacted me saying, oh, I knew better. I shouldn't have done that. You know, everything in my brain was telling me not to invest, you know, with the Luna currency. And you went ahead and did it anyway. And so you have to ask yourself, why wasn't I trusting myself? Why wasn't I investing in me and my family? And if you can't figure that out, then that's what I'm here for, folks. This is what I have been doing and helping traders do for 25 years, right? That's what the basic premise of our first two books is about. But that gives you a good foundation. But when it gets to the actual nuts and bolts for you personally, you specifically, you still have to have some sort of coaching, because the books are general. So you got to keep that in mind. The other thing I wanted to bring up too, for those of you that are authors, and I know some of you are, I just got something in the mail the other day, and it's called the Anthropic Class Action Settlement. Now, this is about Anthropic was a website, and what they did was they stole books from what's it called, LibGen or PILME databases. And so it's a class action lawsuit. So if you can go to their website, and it's anthropiccopyrightsettlement.com, and you can look and see if any of your books are listed that were pirated, downloaded, copyrighted, counterfeited, whatever. So of course I went, and of course our first two books are listed there. So I'm going to join this class action lawsuit. So my point being is that there are some good things on the horizon about protecting our intellectual property for those of you who are authors or have other, you know, intellectual property. But this is another dynamic. This is another parameter to, you know, connecting to your money. So, you know, you just got to keep in mind, it isn't just about following your rules with trading. It's following your rules in every aspect of your life. This is a world we live in. And sometimes it's not pretty. And sometimes it's dangerous in terms of not, you know, getting stolen from, not getting our accounts decimated. So, you know, you really have to pay attention to this. Now, I know, you know, it's not something that anybody really likes to think about, and you'll probably email me back and say, this really doesn't have anything to do with trading. Well, if you're not an author, no, it won't. But, you know, if you're a crypto trader, it does. And it doesn't matter if you traded the Luna or his other coins. The bottom line is you have to be on top of the crypto. You have to know who it is. So the other good thing is that President Trump has agreed to enact federal regulations for AI. So that's a good thing. So let's hope that, you know, they come up with some good legislation to protect all of our intellectual property and our all of our reputations. And, you know, let's see how that goes. So in the meantime, don't give up your personal power to anybody, not to a banker, not to the government, any level of government. You have to be proactive, and you have to do your own research, and you have to take care of your own financial welfare. All right. Now, I'm not anti anything. All right. I'm not anti government. I'm not anti, you know, banks or anything like that. It's just that they do not have all the answers. All right. But you do. You have all the answers you need in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, because God gives it to you. Okay? So just keep that in mind. God is with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this fellowship here this evening. And please remind all of the folks listening out there that you are with them all the way. And you will help them become the best traders they can be, because you give true wealth to each one of us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I send your love, and I accept your love in return. This is Dr. Paula signing off for another week, and we will come back next week with some other groovy stuff and rock and roll again. And I wish for you a wonderful trading week full of profit taking. And you know where to reach me, 760-636-4290 and paulatweb.com. So God bless, stay well, and enjoy the journey. That's all I can say. It's a good path to be on. It's a great place to be here at 1610 WBGS, and we will see you next week.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.